What's up, folks? Welcome to NinosCorner.tv. I'm with Rosangel Perez, back again, talking about some more entertainment hype and what I like to call massive distractions. I think this is the biggest psyop running. I really do. I think this is all meant to take us away from what really matters and what's happening in the country right now. I think this is just smoke and mirrors. It's a magic act. I'm going to call it the magic act. Pulling everyone's attention away from what really matters going into November. And everybody's getting immersed in this entertainment, hip hop feud, P. Diddy, Kendrick Lamar, Drake, the whole thing. So that's what I'm going to start with. I'm going to just call it for what it is right now. A huge, massive distraction to take everyone away from what really matters. And it's working. I mean, I'm even talking about this. Thanks for coming on, Rosangel.
Thank you. Excuse me. Hello, everyone. It's good to be with the community of the Nino family again. It seems to me like this is all a distraction, is a big major psyop. I'm even invested. You know, in my spare time, I'm like watching and listening and like, what's the latest tea? What's going on with Diddy? What's going on with this industry? And here's how this is all like. We're all kind of being forced to face some uncomfortable truths right now. And one thing is that hip hop has sort of been a part. It's been a global phenomenon for so long already. And some of the latest hip hop bochinche is just spilling into just not just mainstream or things like TMZ, or for example, but it's spilling into like the conservative news. People who are like religious, really Christian, that are never really talking about or in detail about the secular things, right? They're stopping to pause and translate what they're understanding to their audiences. So I think that what you're doing here is fantastic. It's needed. You're bringing different people with different perspectives together so we can share what we're understanding and uncovering during these great awakening moments.
Folks, get your noble gold. Get your noble gold. Gold has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. Treasury and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up even more. UBS even said it would go up to 5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing off the hook. Everyone wants to protect their investment with gold, their retirement with gold. You can do the same. If you do it this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free 1/4 ounce gold standard coin if you qualify for the account. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hit the link below, folks. Get started. You're going to need it as they're distracting us with this stuff. So that, you know, I just want to say that right off the cuff. I know we're going to talk about all this. I know we're going to go into it, but this is exactly what's needed coming into November, a November cycle. We all know what's happening this November, and they just want to take our minds off everything. That's what I see happening. And they're pushing this stuff on everybody. And I think they're activating all assets, meaning everyone's going on. Everyone's going up to play. Everyone. I mean, they're, you got De Niro bashing Mr. T. You got Maxine Waters bashing Mr. T. And they're now calling all the players in. They're saying, you know what? We need everybody. I don't think the Chargers are going to stick with Mr. T at all. I don't. I think he's going to – they're going to be like, how come this guy is so slippery? Why is it everything we do, nothing sticks? But what they can do is distract, and get everyone looking away. Watch over here while we do this. That's what I think all this is.
Right, because, you know, it's 2024. Cat Williams said it's the year of great revelations and truth. We're seeing some of that right now. But some of it seems to be very well orchestrated. We cannot forget that the music industry is... So, yeah, what I was going to say is that we can't forget that the music industry knows how to command attention on media, mainstream media. They know what to do to get more eyeballs. They know that they can create momentum. And, you know, how many times have we wondered, oh, is that a beef that we're watching between these two artists? Is it real? Is it staged? Is it to create chatter? Because if you're creating chatter, everybody's winning in some sense.
I think they're activating all assets. I think they're activating agitators within the Patriot movement. I think they're I think they know which direction Mr. T's going. I know I believe they know that it's coming for them. And I think they're basically activating everybody here. I mean, now this right here, what I'm gonna play is Kim getting booed, which I think is pretty damn funny, to be honest with you. I'm gonna go ahead and play it. But I mean, she's just getting destroyed on stage, folks. Look at this.
People make fun of your height.
See, I don't even think I'm gonna go back and play this one more time. Listen how horrific and bad the boos are. I mean, everybody.
All right. Well, thank you. I know a lot of people make fun of your height.
Look at that. I mean, they're just still going. I mean, this is bad. This is really bad. This is horrendous for national television.
Yeah, because you can't hide the booze.
So you were saying that Netflix might edit that out, and we have
well,
to say
okay.
Might.
This is what was coming out, I believe, today. It says Kim Kardashian's moment getting booed at Tom Brady's roast is being removed by Netflix. Netflix has erased a few seconds from Kim's appearance at the roast of Tom Brady, particularly the boos that she got from the crowd over one joke. Oh, I love how they put it that way, like over one joke. She wasn't even like done telling the joke.
She just got up there and they started booing. That was horrendous.
Absolutely horrendous.
I mean, this is a Tom Brady roast, but it seemed to me like she got the worst of it. I mean, the worst of it was her.
That's what they were saying, you know. They were saying, you know, this was the Tom Brady roast, but was it actually the Kim K roast? You know, they really went at her in so many ways. Oh, yeah, this is a great example.
Kim Kardashian, thank you so much for being here. I know Kim was terrified to be here tonight. Not because of this, but because her kids are home with their dad.
I mean, it's ugly, man. It's bad. Oh boy, I don't know. I mean, to me,
I have to say she takes the roasting with class. At least I don't know how I would, what kind of face I would have. Maybe I would want to sort of like go inward. Maybe I would lift my dress and hide my face. I don't know. I mean, these are really humiliating moments for someone like Kim K, who has been kind of like the princess. The family has been royalty of, like, you know,
I've always looked at them as just tools, pawns.
Oh yeah, I agree. But I mean, from the way that they've been positioned, oh, these are royalty. So a lot of people in the celebrity world, or who maybe are used to being in elevated platforms that maybe they are not well deserved, you know, from the naughty, naughty people like Bill Gates to celebrity world, everyone is meeting their day, because what we put out there, there's, you know, the universe is, there's laws to nature, right? What we put out there is going to whip around and it's going to come back in some way. I'm not talking about its revenge. I'm just talking about the energy. And what has Kim Kardashian, what has her family represented? What has the family representing these women to modern women? How have they impacted the culture? Is it a good revelation? Is it not? I hear is almost like men energetically are letting Kim K know, and also maybe women who aspire to look like Kim K or love Kim K or venerate her and her family, like, hey, maybe you have to look outside your box, because maybe the way you're navigating life in this way, it's not helpful. Most people aren't drawn to sort of like that cosmetic kind of modern woman relating, and not
basically she's ruined
possibility.
She's ruined women. And I mean, let's just say it for what it is. Basically, that's how I look at it. I don't respect her, and women who try to emulate her, I feel very sorry for. I mean, that's a real role model, right? She's not a role model. I mean, this proves it. I mean, what everybody really thinks of her. Look at this right here. Oh, I don't know if you could hear that one, folks. It's a little low, but it was low anyway. But I mean, I got to say, I think as we come into November, it's just going to pick up. And these beefs with Kendrick Lamar and Drake, I mean, come on. I mean, I feel like they were pulled aside and said, man, we need something. Guys, come here. You guys need to start a beef. You guys need to start a battle, and we're going to put it out there for everyone to see, and we're going to draw everyone's attention to this, because I'm telling people, and this is the whole reason for this, and this is why I'm covering entertainment. Big things are coming. Big things are coming, and they need your attention away from what's happening. So they're creating the magic show.
Absolutely. We cannot forget, you know, what entertainment is at its root is we're going to entrap you to just be glued to this message, this screen, right? This point of view. And while you're glued here, you're missing a lot of real life things that are happening right under your nose.
Nobody's paying attention, because this is going to pull everyone away from what's supposed to happen in November. It's going to get everyone distracted. So it says here, when we say everybody's beefing, we mean everybody. So they're causing this kind of distraction, this chaos. This year started off with Cat Williams versus every comedian, continued with Megan Thee Stallion absolutely eviscerating Nicki Minaj and Drake, and Kendrick Lamar picking up where the hot girl left off, entering the ring as Kim Kardashian. See what I'm saying? Do you not? Isn't it obvious? Can't you see this? Kim Kardashian, of all people, not to respond to Taylor Swift's tortured diss track, but to roast a football goat. She took another stab at comedy on Sunday's The Greatest Roast of All Time, Tom Brady. You think the event would give us some entertaining little Kardashian versus Brady fisticuffs, but the real hostility came from the audience before the reality star and shapewear mogul even began her routine in earnest. The crowd booed Kardashian as she took to the stage with a joke about Kevin Hart, who participated in the roast. I know a lot of people make fun of your height, she said in jeers for Page Six. Once the crowd calmed down, she finished her stand-up making fun of her dating rumors with Brady, among other jokes. We'll stay tuned for Kardashian's diss aimed at the booing Tom Brady fans. So this, I'm convinced. I think this whole P. Diddy thing, I think all of this is smoke and mirrors. I think it's one big magic show. That's what I'm calling this. One big magic show.
I agree. And look, there are things about the way, for example, the Drake and Kendrick Lamar thing is being covered, that if you're someone like me that has been completely not interested in some of the later music expressions, you know, I haven't been paying attention. It's just not my thing.
Pay attention to this stuff.
To each
and here
his own,
I am covering
it. It's bleeding into our day-to-day. Why? But here's the other thing. Do you ever watch like the news program and they're covering whatever celebrity name it, and you're like baffled because you're like, but they didn't cover the main thing. They didn't cover the nuances. They didn't cover the details. You know what's baffling me about the Kendrick Lamar thing is that everybody's quoting fantastically the lyrics. Oh, and this one said this. And also, we're taking time from the news cycle to quote lyrics and this and that and the setup. And how do you know this so well? I mean, you know, it's
pulling. I'm telling you, man, I got it figured out. It's pulling everyone away from November. That's what they're doing.
Right. And here's the thing, right? Because
what matters?
By you doing these shows, Nino, you're also pulling in other people to tune in. Right. And mi gente, from wherever you are, we have to really be, we can't forget, a lot of people have been turned off by politics. I get that all of the time. It's almost my everyday battle. But in a sense, everything that we are experiencing in our day-to-day, whether we love it or not, is fueled. It's created, has politics, some sort of politicking. I mean, mm-hmm. Just the idea of politicking, like when you think about what catches eyeballs, like the lobbyists that go and bother politicians so that they can get their message across. And then we're sitting here like, I voted AOC in, AOC is going to represent all the Puerto Ricans in New York. And, you know, AOC is there in her little castle being very elitist, telling the immigrantes, open borders. You know, this is a country of immigrants. Everybody's welcomed. Don't be, what's the famous thing that they say don't be a xenophobe. And now we are in New York City facing a disaster that the mayor doesn't even know how to handle. And
more,
you know,
to come.
What? But we have P. Diddy and the Drake and Kendrick battle.
Right. And so this is a perfect example, folks, of bread and circus. Look over here, not over there. That's what they're doing. They're using the entertainment world to bring in the bread and circus and go 100 miles an hour in your face. Like, boom, they're just going. Keep you distracted. Keep you looking over here. Eat up the news cycle, because they know what's happening with Mr. T is not going to stick. It's not going to stick. I'm going to show another video here. I have well, let's look at this for a second, because I thought this was... And by the way, Rosangel sends me all this stuff, folks. So here it is. Exposing the weekend's sketchy involvement in Drake shooting, not Kendrick Lamar. So Drake and Kendrick Lamar's latest news has the mention of the weekend. Joseph Morris's news report for educational purposes on April 29th, 2024. The weekend's manager was targeted outside a home in Encino, California. But instead, the driveway hit a security guard outside the 12 million mansion in an upscale gated community. It happened at the home owned by Amir Esmelian, or Cash XO, an Iranian Canadian music industry executive and co-manager of music artist The Weeknd. The security guard was rushed to the hospital after getting pew-pewed several times. He underwent surgery, but his condition was not released. Drake's mansion just over a week later was also targeted in the same way. His security guard was also pew-pewed after the weekend security was. So people are thinking this is related, and the OVO and XO are at war. This reminds me of Tupac and Biggie, man, in a lot of ways. We haven't had this in hip-hop in a long time, but what a coincidence. It's happening in 2024.
A very serious turn. Drake's security guard has been listed as the person who was hit on his property. Police described the event as a drive-by and said the security was found unconscious with a hole in his upper chest. He was rushed to the local hospital and immediately underwent surgery. So first off, I wish for his safe recovery and I pray for him.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm calling it right here. They're doing a damn good job. This is what's happening. They're doing a damn good job. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, folks, nothing happens by coincidence. 2024, I mean, you know, I'm even wondering if Cat Williams coming out and saying what he said on Club Shay Shay was strategy as well. I don't know. I don't trust anything or anybody anymore. I can't even, because this is all the perfect timing. Perfect timing. 2024, and now we have beefs, Kendrick Lamar, Drake, P. Diddy coming down. Now we got, I mean, I think they're all behind closed doors talking about this stuff and getting pats on the back, pats on the ass. Listen, you know, let's just say this year we got to cause some distractions. We got to do some things, P. Diddy. I don't know.
It makes sense. I mean, if we think about, like, just from anybody who's been paying attention to the past few election cycles and the Democrats trying to use celebrities.
Be careful.
But they haven't been successful. Like, I don't know if you ever saw the clip of Joe Biden. He started playing a cell phone, like, I think, like Daddy Yankee, and then he was sort of like pandering, or sometimes they'll bring celebrities to play at their functions. And many people used to sort of salivate over those moments, but they haven't seemed to be winning strategies lately. And, you know, maybe a better strategy is, let's just, you know, bochinche, activate the drama. People love that. You get these two names in the limelight. People are talking about it. New music is created. But one thing that's interesting, right? Because there are things that are planned, and then there are things that God helps to co-create, that sometimes he uses the hands of people who we may look at as undesirables in this world, right? And that's why we really have to be walking with some, like, caution in the way we're looking at everything and sort of examining, because if we get in our fields too fast, we are gonna get, you know, entrapped into something like many of our human family are entrapped in, certain conversations where they're fighting with each other. Because this is another thing, it also represents, there's fighting in the patriot movement, there's fighting in left and right, there's fighting between men and women, there's fighting between the letters, there's fighting between life and or no life, there's fighting between end of life strategies there's fighting in the Bible, what can be say, there's fighting over the war of words, right?
Yeah,
in a sense. Oh, but we haven't really been paying attention to battles. Let's activate the battle in this world, let's activate this conversation,
activate the bread and circus.
Mm-hmm. And then they'll be over here not paying attention at all to why it's important that we as a collective, I love humanity, I'm for peace, but right now I'm in New York City in the middle of a crazy migrant crisis, and a mayor that thinks he's the best mayor in the globe, and he thinks that any criticism of him is because, you know, there's so much chocolate leading the city and we're envious. Again, another distraction. You're trying to have serious conversations or bring serious things up with about what's happening in our life. Like, there are many things in the United States that do not seem to be okay. There seem to be urgent 911.
As long as they can call you names,
blindsided.
Right. They point fingers and call you names. That's all they got to do. That's all they do. They're not going to have a conversation with you or a debate. They're just going to point fingers and then use the media to perpetuate it. That's it. That's all they do. And now what are they doing? Activate P. Diddy. And this is just my opinion, folks. It's just an opinion. Activate Drake, Kendrick Lamar. Let's go. All right. Batter up. You know, this is what I see. You know, when I saw Kanye come out for the first time, and I was like, what's he doing? When he came out and he was wearing a mask and running around and talking about anti, you know, the J people and, you know, saying crazy stuff. I was like, I know what they're doing. I know what he's starting. I know exactly. I saw him coming a mile away. Everyone else was like, well, he's right. I mean, think about it. I mean, that's what he's saying is true. No, what he's doing is causing distress, causing fighting, infighting, labeling people. That's what he was doing. And he goes on shows like Alex Jones. I'm just thinking here. And then, you know, now you got P. Diddy. You got, there's other people, there's agitators. And there's a lot of people out there, well, I agree with this guy with what he's saying. Yeah. But see, you're taking a side. That's what they want. You're actually taking his side. You're agreeing with this person. He can be music to your ears, but he's pitting you against everybody else. You're just part of it. It's scary what's happening. And this is, to me, the zombie apocalypse, man. I'm watching it right now because I'm saying, you know what? We need to unify. We need to unite. We got to stop looking at everyone's differences and look at our similarities, because these people don't give a damn about any of us.
Well, if they are people. Interesting that you say that, the us part, because in this battle between these artists, people are getting involved, right? Because when they're saying, oh, well, Drake said they're not like us, then you have people, it's a mirroring. If I quoted that right, community members, you know, this is not my, I'm going to pay attention to these men like this. But the point is correct, is that there's a mirroring to the battles that are happening where people want you, as Nino just said, to pick a side, you know, and people are bullying others to pick a side.
Yeah. Oh, I, right? I mean, you,
I I'm know watching that it. You've spoken about that. And this, we live in a bully culture right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man. And you know, that's what I wrote my book about, When the Lights Go Out. It was being bullied as a kid. I got severely bullied as a kid, but I actually was bullied into champion. I became a relentless, tenacious fighter because of it. You know, I became that guy. I became the bully, and it kind of, you know, evened out. But what I see today happening on social media and You know, I'm watching some of the boxing stuff with Oscar De La Hoya and Canelo. They're going back and forth. I'm watching Ryan Garcia with his crazy breakouts and breakdowns, and just this whole world has gone insane, folks. The frequency is only going to go up and up and up and up. And I'm not saying some of this isn't organic. Probably a lot of it is, but they're throwing gasoline on it, and they're inserting people or actors to come in and say, let's shake the cage a little bit more, get people more amped up and more pissed off. That's what they're doing. That's what this all is about. And watching these beefs and these battles, who cares? Mm-hmm. Who cares? We know what's going on in the rap industry. Who cares? We got to pay attention to what matters. And what matters is in November. And what matters is the real show that we're watching in Washington, D.C. That we're watching in Washington, D.C. What's happening with Mr. T? That's the real show. Keep your eyes on the ball, folks. Anything else you want to say, Rose Angel?
I was just going to say, just to correct the Not Like Us, I guess our lyrics from Kendrick Lamar, but that battle, right? Some of the people who are, you know, like to see how, you know, the 5D, 3D, or just the consciousness expansion, or how we were talking about hip hop versus commercialized kind of package, corporate kind of hip hop kind, whatever. There is a magnification there too between these two rap battles, and also sort of like invitation for people to, hey, we are in the Great Awakening, and don't forget to be with nature, because when you're out in nature, for example, and you sit and you listen, it informs you and you are able to make better decisions. So please do not be distracted. Have fun. It's fun to talk about. I like listening to this stuff so that I could understand maybe how to communicate better with my community and my around me. So it's important to sort of have a clue what's going on, but please don't get distracted, because it is an election year. And I think that if we are divided, if we're all in little boxes arguing with each other, we're going to miss great big things. And we may need to be in a position where we're making other kinds or having other discussions, like, hey, if God forbid there's another surprise storm and the lights go out, how are we ready? Are we ready? Do we have essentials? Are we prepared? Do we have money? Because there's also a fight between digital and cash. It's almost like they want people, they're trying to manipulate even the way we type on Instagram. Yeah. Oh, did you mean to write the word ugly? You may consider paraphrasing. So right. Where do you want to be? Are we going to allow ourselves to be led?
It's scary times we're living in, man. This is it. We're at a precipice. This is the pimple's about to pop, man. It's like, we are there now. And I was wondering, I was like, what are they, you know, for a while now, I've been thinking, what are they distracting us from? What are they distracting us from? Oh, wait a minute. Duh. Right in front of my face. 2024. We're here. They're distracting us from November, folks. Rose Angel, thank you so much for joining me. Another great podcast, folks. Where can people find you?
Find us on Cafecito Break, which is our social media handle. We post on Instagram, which is Cafecito Break 10.0, and our Substack, and on Twitter, which are our main bases.
Cool. Let's do another show soon. Thank you for joining me, Rose Angel.
Thank you. God bless you, everyone.